This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. In-person early voting begins today. Here's Rout County Clerk Jenny Thomas with more on the voter service and polling centers across the state.
Voter service and polling centers open on October 21st. At a VSPC, you can update your voter registration, you can obtain replacement mail ballots, or you can vote machines.
In Rout County, the polling centers at 6th and Oak, the Moffat County polling centers at the Moffat County Courthouse, it also opens today. You can also mail in or drop off your ballot. County clerks say, don't delay, vote today. A large mural of Gilpin Lake and the Zirkel Wilderness called Moment of Awe is now on display in the gym at North Rock Community Charter School in Clark. Here's Principal Dan Kohler.
As a community school, we thought it was a very nice partnership between Yampa Valley Sustainability Council and North Rock Community Charter School to forge those bonds around this community mural.
The artist of the mural is Julia Ben Asher, and she had people all over the community contribute to it.
I think the community did an amazing job coloring it in and being part of it, and up there it looks better than I ever could have hoped for.
A large quilt featuring businesses and leaders in Craig and Moffat County has been given to the city. Lisa Montague designed the quilt with businesses and signatures from owners.
It says up on top, Craig, and then the Scott County Moffat. And then so what I did was I put in the middle the mayor, and then I branched it out from there. The sheriff, the chief, the captain, the commissioners, the counselors, the judges, a district attorney, schools, and then swimming pool, Moffat County High School, churches, and then all of a sudden all the local businesses.
Craig Mayor Chris Nichols accepted the quilt with city manager Peter Brixius. They aren't sure where it will hang yet, and it might travel around to different places. This evening, the Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meets at 4:30. Steamboat Springs Police Department will have a safety presentation. One part of the presentation says there needs to be a better partnership with parents. Be bear aware and learn more about coexisting with bears in the Yampa Valley this fall. Keep Bears Wild has a free presentation tonight at 6:30 in Library Hall. The Boys and Girls Club of Northwest Colorado has joined the Lights On After School movement. This is for clubs in Craig and Steamboat. Gives kids a safe place to go after school. The Craig Boys and Girls Club will celebrate at 5 o'clock today with ice cream and fun. A training session for non-lethal wolf conflict reduction training is from 10 to 2 tomorrow. This is at the CSU Extension Office in Craig, presented in part with Colorado Department of Agriculture. There's a meeting at the same time Wednesday at the Community Center in Steamboat Springs. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets Tuesday morning. The appointment of Fair Board members is on the agenda. There's a new website called YourYampaRiver.org. It's been launched by the Upper Yampa Water Conservancy District. It's a central location for water data on the Yampa River Basin to be used by water professionals to help monitor, protect, and enhance the health of the Yampa River. Hayden won their homecoming football game over Sirocco. Moffat County lost to Basalt. In tennis, the Steamboat Sailors doubles team of Damian Dobson and Matthew McEntee took fourth place at state. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.